Hey, welcome to Fantastic Forecast, episode 351. I'm Dave Elliott, and I'm not a virgin to humiliation. Today, Fantastic Four, 352 from May 1991. No time like the present. Or, It Ain't Funny How Time Slips Away, by Walter Simonson. So the story picks up from where we left off 2 issues ago, with Reed and Dr. Doom starting a duel using these null time sequencer devices. How this works will soon become obvious. The story even begins, on the cover itself, a first, with a scene that takes place at 12:33 a.m. Mr. Fantastic is dodging a blast from one of Dr. Doom's lasers. So on the first page, the actual battle itself begins at 1 a.m. as Doom and Reed put on these devices and disappear. We see Sharon, now a human again, no more she-thing, and Ben, now a thing with big pointy rocks, both laying on the floor unconscious. In a 2-page spread, Reed and Doom trade punches as they travel to the not-so-distant future of 1:03 a.m. Reed finds what appears to be a very large Thor-style hammer and whacks Doom in the face with it. Who keeps giant hammers like that just laying around anyway? Ben wakes up and tells Doom to stop. They've got unfinished business to take care of. But zip, Reed and Doom travel off to 1:08 a.m., leaving Ben behind and wondering what the hell's going on. He picks up Sharon, who's still unconscious, but before he can leave, he has to contend with a small group of clunky robots. Reed and Doom are off to 1:40 a.m., where Doom is surprised the fight hasn't lasted even this long. At 1:08 a.m., Ben is smashing apart a bunch of robots, while at 1:25 a.m., I guess while isn't really the right word to use. So later at 1:25 a.m., Doom mentions that the time sequencer only allows jumps of 30 minutes or less. We can call it the least useful time machine ever. Doom is alone, and he's not sure where Reed is, but he's certain he won't leave the castle without his teammates. Back with Ben, he comes across a particularly tough robot that really starts wailing into the thing, smacking him around, not even giving Ben time to catch his breath. And at 1:13 a.m., Doom finds Reed and smacks him across the head. Doom says that the final victory will be his, and he disappears. At 1:13 a.m., Ben is still fighting that robot, and he's distracted because Doom and Reed appear out of nowhere, and Doom is threatening to rearrange Reed's body structure to a state of maximum disorganization with his entropic inducer. But before Doom can rearrange Reed's body structure to a state of maximum disorganization with his entropic inducer, the robot turns and zaps Doom with a laser. Not a very smart robot. This gives Ben a chance to rearrange the robot's body structure to a state of maximum disorganization with his fists. And then Reed disappears off to 1:36 a.m. Ben checks on Sharon to see if she's okay, then wanders off to find Sue and Johnny. At 1:17 a.m., he notices a reinforced ceiling with a leaky roof, dripping water. That must mean something. Reed is busy trying to make some adjustments to the electronic staff he's been carrying, trying to turn it into a weapon, but Doom appears and puts a stop to it, and Reed zips off to 1:34 a.m. Back with Ben, he rips down the support structures, the roof caves in, water comes flooding out, along with Mr. Johnny Storm. Johnny flames on and joins Ben in a search for Sue. Back with Reed, he takes a swing at Dr. Doom and disappears off to 1:41 a.m., where he finds some equipment in Doom's armory, which he plans to use to defeat his enemy. Doom appears and praises Reed's resourcefulness and tries to shoot him, but Reed zips off to 1:33 a.m. At 1:25 a.m., Johnny and Ben fight off some more robot guards, and they find Sue, who's being kept unconscious by these anesthetic nose plugs. Didn't Michael Jackson used to use those? They take him out, and Sue wakes up. They fill her in on what's happening, and that Reed and Doom are having some kind of time-traveling duel, and they head on back to Sharon. Doom and Reed meet up again and trade some more punches. Reed's not able to load up on any weapons, while Doom has plenty of weapons of his own. Reed asks, "Is this your idea of a fair fight?" And Doom replies, "My dear Mr. Fantastic, this isn't supposed to be a fair fight. Merely an entertaining one." And they zip off to 1:06 a.m., where Reed whips out a big gun and blasts Doom with it. They zip off to 1:32 a.m., where Doom is holding a gun to Reed's head, and then they zip off again to 1:30 a.m. Next, we check in on the Time Variance Authority a large office of guys who keep track of all these assorted time-traveling shenanigans in the Marvel Universe. And this particular time-traveling fight between Dr. Doom and Mr. Fantastic has their attention. The boss orders both offenders brought to the TVA Knoll time zone at once. At 1:34 a.m., Sharon wakes up, and Sue, Ben, and Johnny are there. Sharon is surprised to find that she's still no longer the She-Thing, and also surprised to find that her boyfriend, Ben, is the Thing again. Sharon rubs her eyes. She just can't believe it. She says, "No, I'm a Thing, a Thing." So Ben decides to play a trick on her. He puts on her She-Thing outfit. I don't suppose this is the first time Ben's ever worn women's clothing. He covers his face, and when Sharon opens her eyes, she thinks she's looking at the She-Thing. Sue tells her, "That was you once, Sharon, but no longer. The Thing you were is going away forever, and only the woman is left." And Sue makes Ben turn invisible, as if the She-Thing is disappearing before Sharon's eyes. At 12:33 a.m., Doom tries to shoot Reed with a thermoblast, but Reed deflects it with his staff and disappears, off to 1:20 a.m. Doom chases after him. Doom says he's impressed with Reed's choice of weapons from Doom's armory. The staff is doing very good work. They both disappear off to 1:17 a.m., where Reed lures Doom into some kind of energy-dampening lattice, which saps the energy in Doom's suit of armor. He phases out of it to 1:10 a.m. to free himself from the energy damper. Sharon, back at 1:40 a.m., has been appropriately mind-fucked and is now ready to accept that she's no longer the She-Thing. She asks where Ben is, and he re-enters the room in all his big, pointy rock glory. She gives him a hug, but wonders why he's a Thing again. Ben points out the similarities to the story, their story, to the Gift of the Magi. Back with Reed and Doom, Doom is trying to blast Reed, but the time sequencers are starting to act up, and they both return to the room with the rest of the FF at 1:41 a.m. Doom socks Reed in the face with his armor. He's certain that victory will soon be his. But before the rest of the FF can even jump in and help, Reed stretches out a long arm and starts pulverizing Doom with his elastic fist of fury. And thanks to the fact that he's also wearing an energized kinetic gauntlet from Doom's armory on that fist, he soon has Dr. Doom down on the floor. And then a couple of those big clunky robots appear. Turns out, they're not Doom's robots. They're from the Time Variance Authority, which is why they shot at Doom earlier. And they've come to arrest Dr. Doom and Reed Richards for illegal time use, continuity theft, and various lesser counts. If continuity theft was really a crime, half the writers at Marvel and all the writers for DC would be in jail. It's 1:43 a.m. when Dr. Doom starts shooting lasers at the robots, even though Reed yells out, "Doom, wait!" But Doom destroys the robots, then turns to the FF and says that he will permit them all to perish together. How gracious of him. But before that can happen, Doom gets zapped in the back, seemingly killing him, and there stands another guy sent by the TVA by the name of Justice Peace, along with more clunky robots. Justice Peace tells the FF that they're going with him to appear before the subcommittee on time lapses and synchronicity, and at 1:46 a.m. they disappear, leaving Dr. Doom behind, laying on the floor of his castle. But then, along comes the real Dr. Doom, and we learn at the last moment Dr. Doom switched places with Christoph, who was the one who just got killed. But really, did he get killed? I don't think so. And the issue ends with Doom saying that if the TVA doesn't execute the Fantastic Four, he will. Bum, bum, bum. Well, anyway, that's it for this issue. A very strange, time-traveling, crazy story. You can download other episodes at iTunes or find them all at www.podcastff.podbean.com. You can join the Facebook page at Podcast FF. And if you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. So long, kids. This podcast is over. What a wicked game to play to make me feel this way. What a wicked thing to do, to let me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say, you never felt this way. What a wicked thing to do, to make me dream.